You're listening to Morning and Evening, presented by Spurgeon Audio.
If ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Galatians 5:18. He who looks at his own character and position from a legal point of view will not only despair when he comes to the end of his reckoning, but if he be a wise man, he will despair at the beginning. For if we are able to be judged on the footing of the law, there shall be no flesh living be justified. How blessed to know that we dwell in the domains of grace and not of law. When thinking of my state before God, the question is not, am I perfect in myself before the law, but am I perfect in Christ Jesus? That is a very different matter. We need not inquire, am I without sin naturally, but have I been washed in the fountain opened for sin and for uncleanliness? It is not, am I myself well-pleasing to God, but it is, am I accepted in the Beloved? The Christian views his evidences from the top of Sinai and grows alarmed concerning his salvation. It were far better if he read his title by the light of Calvary. Why, saith he, my faith has unbelief in it. It is not able to save me. Suppose he had considered the object of his faith instead of his faith. Then he would have said, there is no failure in him, and therefore I am safe. He sighs over his hope. Ah, my hope is marred and dimmed by anxious carefulness about present things. How can I be accepted? Had he regarded the ground of his hope, he would not have seen that promise of God as not standing sure. And that whatever doubts may be, the oath and promise never fail. Ah, believer, it is safer always for you to be led of the Spirit into gospel liberty than to wear legal fetters. Judge yourself at what Christ is rather than what you are. Satan will try to mar your peace by reminding you of your sinfulness and imperfections. You can only meet his accusations by faithfully adhering to the gospel and refusing to wear the yoke of bondage.
You've been listening to Morning and Evening, presented by the Spurgeon Audio Podcast. For more information about this podcast, you can visit spurgeonaudio.org. You can also email us at spurgeonaudio@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and many others by visiting theologymix.com.